Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And today we're going to just get started. I have a very busy day today, and we are grateful that God, I'm grateful that God woke me up this morning. Clothed in my right mind. I am grateful, I am thankful, and I am truly blessed to be a child of the Most High God. So let us get started this morning. Father God in heaven, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise for waking us up this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, for we are thankful, grateful, and blessed to have a new day with you, Father God, starting in your word. Lord God, I ask you, increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your sight. For Lord God, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, I pray, thanking you, believing in you, and knowing that you, O God, are in charge and you are the source of my strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength. You know, we wake up, we think we got it going on, but we know that God woke us up this morning, that God started us on our way, that God gave us strength in our body. So giving honor to God and letting the Father know that you appreciate his grace and his mercy. So I appreciate you this morning, Lord God, and I thank you. So let's get started in our word today. And as always, it is a what? Good word. Yes, it is. It's a good word. And our word this morning is coming out of 2 Chronicles, chapter 25 through chapter 27, verse 9. Again, talking about kings of Judah and Israel. Psalms 84, verses 1 through 7. Proverbs 21, verses 4 through 5. Acts 19, verses 1 through 20. And just an FYI, we will still be vlogging in tomorrow morning. We're going to keep moving forward as we always do. Every day we may be, I'm not sure about Sunday. I'll know better tomorrow if we will have, if we will be together on Sunday or not, because we may not be. We may just incorporate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in tomorrow's word. And so we may have a little bit longer show on tomorrow so we get the whole entire weekend. And we'll know more on tomorrow. So bear with me and thank you. I'm traveling on tomorrow, on today actually, and I'm just not quite sure how we will be able to work the word into what we're going to be doing for the weekend. So thank you so much. And I am grateful. Let's just put it that way. I'm very grateful to, one, be awake this morning. So let's get 5, verse 1. Maazai was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. He was kind of prideful. So let's keep going. It says, now it happened, as soon as the kingdom was established for him, that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. However, he did not execute their children, but did as it is written in the law, in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, The father shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall the children be put to death for their fathers. But a person shall die for his own sin. Moreover, Amarazai gathered Judah together and set over them captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, according to their fathers' houses, throughout all Judah and Benjamin, and the number and numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them to be 300,000 choice men able to go to war, who could handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him saying, "For the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. But if you go, be gone, be strong in battle, for it's even so God shall make you fall before the enemy. For God has power to help and to overthrow." Did y'all catch that? God has power to help and to overthrow. Then it goes, then Amaziah said to the man of God, "But what shall we do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel?" And the man of God answered, "The Lord is able to give you much more than this." So Amaziah discharged the troops that had come to him from Ephraim to go back home. Therefore, their anger was greatly aroused against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. Now, how you going to go home mad when you got 100 talents for doing nothing? You didn't go to war. You didn't have to go to battle. But you still got to keep the money. But you're going to call yourself mad. Sometimes folks get upset and mad over stupid. And that was just downright foolish. Yes, he made a mistake by offering them money. But he gave them the money. He didn't take it away. And he asked the man of God. And the man of God told him that God's going to give him more. But then he got to let him go. "I've given to the troops of Israel." Then the man of God said, "The Lord is able to give you much more than this. So don't worry about it." He went on about his business, but the people of Israel call himself man. Now you're going to walk off with money that you didn't really earn, didn't have to do anything to get, and then you're going to call yourself man. Because all they wanted to do was go fight somebody. That's what that was all about, because they was evil people. Now let's keep it moving. It says in verse 11 of chapter 25 of Second Chronicles, "Then Amaziah strengthened himself in leading his people. He went to the Valley of Salt, killed 10,000 of the people of Sur. Also the children of Judah took captive 10,000 alive, brought them to the top of the rock and cast them down from the top of the rock so that they all were dashed in pieces. But as for the soldiers of the army which Amaziah discharged so that they would not go with him to battle, they raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth Horon, killed 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. Now it was so, after Amaziah came from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he sought the gods of the people of Sur, messed up, bam, set them up to be his gods, and bowed down before them and burned incense to them. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Amaziah, and he sent him a prophet who said to him, "Why have you sought the gods of the people which could not rescue their own people from your hand?" So it was, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, "Have we made you the king's counselor? Cease, why should you be killed?" Prophet ceased and said, "I know that God is determined to destroy you because you have done this and have not heeded my advice." You know, he got all prideful. "Hey, we went in and we killed the people, sir. We did our thing. Yeah, we all that." And then he finds out, no, you're not all that. You know, you're sitting here getting prideful now. You're becoming a prideful king. A king who think you got it going on because of this and because of that. You won one little battle. But yet, now you're trying to act all that. Okay? Don't play with God. Don't think that, because God can take you to the highest heights, but he can also drop you to the deepest depth. You know, folks trying to act like they God, and people just falling all over themselves, just acting silly because, well, this is that, I'm like, what kind of crazy? We got to quit falling into the trap of crazy, falling after this and that, that none of it is of God. And this king had a prideful heart. His heart was not loyal to God. We've got to be loyal to God. And I tell you what, God will make a way out of no way. God will wake you up. God will shake it off. God will keep you going because that's just how he rolls. We have a wonderful Father who loves us, who wants the best for us. So let's keep it moving. Now, he done got all high in the, I just say, high in the instep, thinking he's all that. And so now he's ready to go to all this stuff, going to fight Israel. Now, Israel over there minding their own business. Yes, they wicked. Yes, they do all kind of crazy stuff. But they still are God's chosen. And they all minding their own business. And this little king is about to get his comeuppance. And let's see what it says. And it says in verse 18. And Joash, king of Israel. Oh, let's go back one verse. I'm sorry. Verse 17. Now, Amaziah, king of Judah, asked advice and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoash, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us face one another in battle. Now he's getting ready. I'm all that. I'm getting ready to fight Israel. And Joash, king of Israel, sent Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle was that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son as wife. And a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by, trampled the thistle. Indeed, you say that you have defeated the Edomites, and your heart is lifted up to boast. Stay at home now. Why should you meddle with trouble that you should fall, you and Judah with you? Gave him a warning. But Amaziah would not heed, for it came from God, that he might give them into the hand of their enemies because they sought, excuse me, y'all, the God of Edom. So Joash, king of Israel, went out, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced one another at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and every man fled to his tent. Then Joash, the king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, and son of Joash, the son of Joahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and he brought him to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits, and he took all the gold and silver, all the articles that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, the treasures of the king's house and hostages, and returned to Samaria. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah from first to last, indeed, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? After the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to the Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on a horse and buried him in his with his fathers in the city of Judah. So he got murdered, assassinated, because he was not the brightest bulb in the ceiling. He was a hot mess. You know, pride comes before a fall. We got to be very careful of becoming prideful. Because God does not want us to be prideful. And then the worst thing he did was, what is the commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Isn't that what the Lord told us? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And what did he do? Other gods. Don't bow down to the God of the folks you just defeated. What kind of crazy is that? Did not give it to God. did not go to God in prayer, did not tell God, thank you. But instead, he's going to become this little rooster in the yard, thinking he's all that. And he came up against a hen that beat him down called Israel because he thought he was all that with that prideful spirit. This is a word from the life lesson from chapter 25 from Dr. Charles Stanley, and it says this. In 2 Chronicles 25:9, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. God has the power to assist and rescue, and he has the power to judge and destroy. Which we will receive depends on our attitude toward him and toward his word. Never shrink back from following the Lord out of fear of financial loss. God can bless you far more through your faithfulness than he can acquire through faithlessness. We got to be faithful to God. What you tell God you're going to do, you got to do. And you trust God that he will provide everything that you need. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart and leaning not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and what he will direct your path. Trust in God today. Chapter 26 of 2 Chronicles. And it says this. Now all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored to Judah after the king rested with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years. 5 + 2 is complete. That's pretty awesome. Years in Jerusalem, his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. According to all that his father Amaziah had done, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Now he went out and made war against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. And he built cities around Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians who lived in Gerbel, and against the Meunites. Also, the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah. His fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he became exceedingly strong. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the corner buttress of the wall. Then he fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert. He dug many wells, for he had many livestock, both in the lowlands and in the plains. He also had farmers and vine dressers in the mountains in Carmel, for he loved the soil. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men who went out to war by companies, according to the number on their roll, and prepared by Jael the scribe and Meshiah, the officer under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The total number of chief officers of the mighty men of valor was 2,600, and under their authority was an army of 370,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Then Uzziah prepared for them, for the entire army, shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows and slings to cast stones. And he made devices in Jerusalem invented by skillful men to be on the towers and the corners to shoot arrows and large stones. So his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. So Azariah, the priest, went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. And they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You should have no honor. You should have no honor from the Lord God. Now, wait a minute. Again, here's a prideful man. Prideful. Now, blessed is the man whose strength comes from the Lord. His strength was coming from the Lord, and he was being blessed. But him, just like his dad, got all powerful and thought they was all that and pride before a fall. We can't be so prideful that we think we got it going on and that we are the all that and some. You got to be humble. Humble before the Lord. Humble in what you do. Humble in everything. God loves a humble heart because he is our strength. We can't do anything without God. As we've said in our word, in him do we live, move, and have our being. So these priests didn't play. They were not playing with this young man. What did they tell him? It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You shall have no honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah became furious, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priest, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord, before the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt still in his house because he was leper. He was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, from first to last, the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, wrote. So Uzziah rested with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial, which belonged to the kings, for they said he is a leper. Then Jotham, his son, reigned in his place. Don't get so high on the hog that you think you the all that and to be that, because I tell you one thing, God will mess you up. And he messed up this little king thinking he could go in and be a priest as well because he was the king. I can go in and do whatever I want to in the house of God. You better be careful. Better be careful who you allow up in the house of God going into the God's pulpit. That's why you got to be careful who you allow on your platform, especially behind the pulpit. The pulpit is consecrated and sacred, and the only ones that should be behind it are those that are ordained, are licensed ministers, pastors, apostles. The five, if you are not part of that, you need to sit down somewhere. And I know there's somebody that's going to call and say, well, I don't remember seeing that. Well, excuse me, if you're not consecrated to do what God calls you to do, you need to sit down somewhere. Because it takes work. Don't get it twisted. What we do is not easy. You're like, oh, well, all you're doing is reading the Bible and that's it. It's not easy. God is in charge. I'm just his humble servant. And he speaks through me, to you, through his word. So it's not just reading the Bible. It's speaking a word of God. And we need to have our eyes to see and to hear what God is saying. And what God is saying in this lesson today is not to be prideful. We must humble ourselves before the Lord. Chapter 27. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, or according to all that his father Uzziah had done, although he did not enter the temple of the Lord, but still the people acted corruptly. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and he built extensively on the wall of Ophel. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest he built fortresses and towers. He also fought with the king of the Ammonites and defeated him. And the people of Ammon gave him in their rear 100 talents of silver, 10,000 cores of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. The people of Ammon paid this to him in the second and third years. Also, Jotham became mighty because he prepared the ways before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all his wars and his wars indeed, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. So Jotham rested with, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Ahaz, his son, reigned in his place. And we're going to go back to a few life lessons and life example from Dr. Stanley. And it says this in the life lesson, 2 Chronicles 26 and 16. But when he was strong, his heart lifted up to his destruction. Our greatest test often comes not during times of weakness and tragedy, but in times of prosperity and success. Pride brings down more men and women than any weapon of war ever invented. God prospers those who seek him with their whole heart, no matter what the circumstances. We got to seek God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We can't go off willy-nilly thinking we got it going on because you prosperous. You think you got it. Well, I'm wealthy. I'm this. My name is on every building all over the place. Okay, that does not make you God. We got to be careful who we are and who we allow into our ear gate. You know, you can't believe lies and try to make them truth. What is, I believe it's either a project or a proverb that you can't make, you know, a sow. You know, I think a silk purse from a sow. Bottom line is we got to be careful what we doing, and I know I didn't quote that scripture right, so please forgive me. But I tell you this, we got to be careful. Don't get so high and mighty that you think you are all that because your ministry is prospering. Understand that everything we have, everything we do comes from God. God will mess you up when you try to get so big and so mighty and think you got it going on. God is in charge. Uzziah, the downfall of pride, says when we rely on our own strength to combat sin, our defeat draws very near. The big I is no match for the price for the prince of darkness. We're like an inflated balloon just waiting to be popped. The devil is just waiting. He's like, yeah, let me get him built up. Because he likes to see God mess with us. He likes to see us fall. He likes to see us struggle. Because then in his mind, he can say, see, God, I told you they wasn't all that. You like humans better. You like me. And you know, that jealousy spirit comes up in the devil. And he likes to see us fall from grace. So that's why we cannot let him throw pride at us. And so then we allow the pride to come in from darkness to create all kind of crazy. You got to be humble in everything you do. Uzziah, a famous king and ferocious warrior, enjoyed great success as long as he sought the Lord. He could have enjoyed a lifetime of victory, but he hadn't enthroned the big eye. And where did the big eye come from? It comes from the darkness. It comes from the evil one. It comes from the sneaky snake. Well, I did this, and I did that, and I. I'm the greatest thing ever. Excuse me. There's no I. Everything you have, God gave it to you. And believe me, God can take it away. Better take that eye and go somewhere else. Because eye does not come from God. It's the source of our strength. And it goes on to tell us, Dr. Stanley says, Uzziah looked at all he had accomplished and gave in to pride and predictably corrupt behavior and unfaithfulness to the Lord followed. God consequently struck Uzziah with leprosy for usurping the work of the priest, and he died tragically. Pride will take us places we have no business being, and before long it will destroy us. If we want to walk with God, we must listen to him when he tells us to humble ourselves. Humble yourselves before the Lord. What is a prayer if my people who are called by my name was what? Humble themselves. Humble themselves. God wants humble, willing workers. Don't be so quick to think you've got it going on when you are a child of God. We must be humble, humble to God, who is the source of our strength. Let's keep moving. We are in Psalms chapter 84, and we will be reading verses 1 through 7. And this is where our title comes from this morning. And it says, to the chief musicians on an instrument of Gath, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Hallelujah. And the word that God gave me this morning, blessed is the man whose strength is in you. And mine is, blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Our Father God is the source of our strength. The Lord is the source of our strength. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph. Not in our name, but in his name. Trust in the Lord, family. But don't go let pride get in your way and take you for a fall. Proverbs 21, 4 through 5, a haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. In other words, you got to plan, you got to save, you got to put aside for a rainy day, because you just never know when the rain's going to come. So you need to set aside something for your rainy days, because they do come. But understand, when you trust in the Lord and know that God is your strength, you don't worry about it. You move forward and you let God do the rest. For he is the source of your strength. He is the strength of your life. He is God. And we are his children, trusting God every day, because he is the one in charge. Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. Get-rich-quick schemes have been around for millennia, and they're never worked. For every man who gets rich quick, 10,000 get poor even quicker. Amen. Understand, how many people play in the lottery, but how many win? I'm going to win the lottery. I always say, oh, yeah, I'm going to win Publishers Clearing House. You know, that is what I always talk about. Like, yep, it's in my future. If it is, that means God gave it to me. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm not putting any money out to do it. I'm not going out there putting my dollar down because I'm going to get the, No. God has for you, it's for you. It can't nobody take it away. It's irrevocable. If God means for you to have, then he will make sure you have. But he will do it in his way, not yours. And the lottery is not his way. Unless your name is rolled up. My name is in the what? The lottery for whatever the state of Illinois is giving away because I got vaccinated. I didn't know anything about it. But if that's God's will, then, ooh, wow, thank you, Lord. 10% goes to where? To God. Plus offering. You know, I believe in God for miracles and signs and wonders. But I believe that God is the one that gives and God is the one that takes away. Because he wants us to depend on him, not on everything else, but to depend on him. I thank God this morning for depending on him. I depend on the Lord, for the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 19. Verses 1 through 20. And it happened while Apollos was in at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. And Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people, that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now the men were about 12 in all. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. But when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. And y'all know what I'm about to talk about, right? Them sons of Sceva. They just knew they had it going on. Here we go again, pride. Right. They just said, you know, we just going to do what Paul do. We gonna cast out demons like Paul does. We don't know Jesus, but we going to call on his name. So I'm going to go back and read this again. Then some of the itinerant Jews, exorcists, took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Also, there were 7 sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the spirit, whom the evil spirit was, leaped on them, overpowered them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Also many of those with magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted up the value of them, and it told them 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. And again, blessed is the man whose strength is from the Lord. They thought they could call on the name of Paul. What did they say? The name of Jesus that Paul uses. You know, I'm going to say it the way they say it. We exercise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. And understand, demons know the name of Jesus. And they know who Jesus is. Play. Because I tell you one thing, you'll get your behind toe up just like these sons of Sceva. You know, because that spirit didn't even play with him. What did it say? Jesus I know. Paul I know. But who are you? Who you think you are coming in here thinking you are all that? Folks out there, I watched with the one of my clients that I had at the time these ghost stories and all this stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, why are you watching this mess? You know, because some of this stuff is some evil stuff. You thinking, oh, well, this is this, and no. You don't mess around where you don't have any business. These sons of Sceva thought they was all that society. Yeah, we can get rid of spirits. Yeah, we could. No, you got your behind toe up because you didn't know what you was messing with. And I tell you this, folks better understand. There are some folks that you think are mentally ill. Oh, they are demonic. They are demon possessed. Don't mess with somebody when you don't know Jesus. There's some folks you better stay away from when you don't know Jesus and you are not covered by the blood. You have not, as they say, you have not anointed yourself and oiled up. There are spirits that are out there that will tear you up, just like they did the sons of Sceva. Understand, if you don't know Jesus, you better get to know him, because we are in war right now against demonic forces. Well, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. There's stuff going on in the spiritual realm that are terrifying. And then all you have to do is look at these movies that are out there. And I tell you something. All of a sudden, we're in the age where if you watch, just watch what's out there. It's talking about magic. It's talking about all these things that are not of God. Till I can tell you right now, there's more stories out there on different channels dealing with witches, dealing with demonic possession, and all this stuff. Where do you see the stories about Jesus? Where do you see the stories about faith and righteousness and angels and people of God? Nope. I can tell you there's five or six at one point you can look at, and they're all dealing with witches and magic and demonic possession and just folks being evil and nasty. Why do we need a movie called A Purge? Think that through. But it's out there, putting that seed in somebody's mind to murder, to create mayhem, to be insurrectionist, and folks just doing evil. Cause why? They can't understand. If you don't know the name of Jesus yourself, it's a personal thing to call on the name of Jesus. call on that name for strength. For our strength comes from the Lord. You got to know Jesus personally. Because there are spirits out there that will beat your behind. Because they know Jesus. We got to know him too. And this is what Dr. Stanley says. Says God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul. The same spirit who worked miracles through Old Testament prophets such as Elijah and Elisha, who performed great signs through Jesus and Peter, now worked similar miracles through Paul. Where faith meets God, extraordinary things happen. I am trusting in the Lord God today for strength to do what I need to do for him. We've got to trust God and not lean on our understanding, but acknowledge him in everything we do. Acts 19 and 20, the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. God loves to honor his word so that it grows mightily and prevails. If we want to be connected with such a mighty move of God, we must faithfully proclaim his word through the power of his, and that is our word this morning. And I tell you, God is good and his mercy endures forever and all times. We got to trust in the Lord. Trust God, for he is your strength. When you call on the name of Jesus, call on the name of Jesus with power. I call on the name of Jesus this morning, for he is my shelter. He is my strength. He is my everything. Love the Lord God and know that you are nothing without Jesus. Without Jesus, call on the name of the Lord today, for he is your strength. Hallelujah. Thanking God this morning for his mighty word. And thank you each for listening in as we move forward through the day. Let God be in charge of your life and watch him work. Hallelujah. I am grateful. I am thankful and I am truly blessed to be a child of God and to know that unlike the sons of Sceva, I'll call on Jesus because I know him. He is my strength. He is my Savior. He is my friend. Hallelujah. And he is closer than any brother. But he loves me as much as I love him. I love you, Jesus, more than anything. And I can't help it. I get filled up when I think of the goodness of God and everything he has done in my life. But God makes us stronger. Don't let anybody put you so high on a hog and on a pedestal that you get so prideful that you forget to be humble before the Lord. God is our strength, and he is our healer. I'm thanking God for healing, and I'm thanking God for strength today. Keeping the Lord first in everything you do, and watch him work in your life. That's all I have this morning, family. And I tell you, it's been a good word. Don't play. All I can say, if anything that you learned out of this lesson today, don't play with God. Don't go where you're not supposed to go. Don't go going into a church and walking up into the pulpit when you have not been consecrated, when that is not your spot. You better talk to the pastor first before you come and try to take over somebody's church. I'm telling you, you got to be careful. You know, the Lord will set you down playing with God. Don't be playing and stuff you don't understand. And don't go calling yourself oh, well, I'm going to go exercise this. There are spirits. What did Jesus say? That only comes from fasting and prayer. That's the only way you can fight them, through fasting and prayer, which is why we must fast and why we must pray all the time. And I said it on yesterday, and I say it again today. If your church is offering prayer service for a corporate prayer, go to prayer. I can only speak for me. I can't speak for nobody else. But I tell you this, that I had breakthroughs at prayer service. As the song said, I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. But I tell you one thing, something got a hold of me was the Lord. I am grateful for the prayer warriors of my church. I can tell you now, they are some powerful women and men of God. And I get all excited. I don't like missing prayer. The enemy will try to put stuff in your way. But I tell you what, I was there. I made it. With all the obstacles that got in my way, I'm like, I'm going to prayer. You know, it's like you're tired. You know, you need to go rest. You know, you did this. And, you know, I'm going to prayer. I might be a little late, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to be there. And my goal is to be on time. Because when you're on time for God, watch God work. That's why we are on time at 7 a.m. every morning, Sunday through Friday. There is no delay. We are here at 7 a.m. Because when you work for God, you got to be on time. And so I'm speaking this to me, okay? I can't talk about nobody else, but I can talk about myself. We got to be on time for God and understand that Jesus does fix it. After a while, everything will work out for your good. But don't get prideful. Be humble before the Lord and watch him work in your life. And I thank God for our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And this, again, our title today is My Strength Comes From the Lord. And this is what our sister in Christ has to say. Those who leave everything in God's hand will eventually see God's hand in everything. And the church say amen. Our hands are lifted high this morning. Amen. And as she says and as she ends, and as I say today, have a thankful Thursday, family. Lift those hands to God and know that those who leave everything, we got to put it in the hands of the Lord and eventually see God's hand in everything. And I do. I am so thankful that even when things don't work out the way I want, I'm still thankful because I know that God will make a way. He always does. All we have to do is trust God first, family, and watch him work in your life. Keep trusting in the Lord today and know that he is your strength and he is your salvation. And you don't have to fear anything or anybody because God's got it under control. We have a caller. And I like to present to some and good introduce morning to others my pastor. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. This humble and loving woman of God. Good morning, Pastor. How are you this morning?
I am doing good this morning, Pastor Bridget. What a great word this morning. Just want to encourage you this morning to keep up the good work. You're just such an awesome, awesome pastor of God. And we just give God praise, honor, and glory for everything that you do. You know, just being so faithful to God, getting up every morning, having that push to do his holy and divine will. My prayer is that everything that you have planted into God's kingdom, that God would give it back to you 100-fold. So keep up the good work. Hallelujah, and definitely praying as you get ready, hallelujah, to go on another mission for God this morning. Love you so much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Pastor. I love you, too. And I encourage, as our pastor always encourages us, to push, pray until something happens, and watch God work in your life. Hallelujah, yeah. Pastor. I like to say what is right is tight. All right, now. Hallelujah.
Man,
have a blessed
great
day,
word
Pastor.
This morning.
I will see you on tomorrow, God's will. And as I say, God willing and the creek don't rise. Hallelujah. I thank you all for joining us this morning as we move forward in the word of God. And just remember, again, blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord. Thank you all so much. And again, have a thankful Thursday, because everything is in the hands of God. Pastor Jesse, would you please pray us out this morning? And we say, as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Family, have a blessed and thankful Thursday. Pastor Jesse, would you please pray us out?
Yes. Father, we just thank you, God. We just thank you so much for this morning, even this opportunity, oh God, for us to be on Moving Forward Blog Talk with Pastor Bridget Smith. God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you all the glory. Father, we just thank you, God, for everything that you have done. Thank you for your word that went forth. Father God, let us take heed of your word. Hallelujah. Hear your word. Not only hear your word, but be a doer of your word. Father, we just thank you again, Father, for what you're getting ready to do with Pastor Bridget. Oh, God, as she go to and fro today, keep your arms of protection around her, oh God. Order her steps, oh God. We thank you for giving her alertness. We thank you, Father God, for stirring up the gift on the inside of her, oh God. We just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in her life, in her children's life, everything that she's planted into your kingdom, God. We ask you to give it back to her 100-fold. And not only that, God, but everyone that's on the line. God, we ask you to touch them. Move by your spirit and by your might. And, Father, we promise to give you praise today. We give you all the honor, oh God, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, family. Have a blessed and wonderful day. As our sister in Christ has said, have a thankful Thursday, family. It is a wrap. Why? Because we go to work. And who do we work for? We work for God. So it's time to go to work. Have a blessed day, family. And know that God is in charge and the source of your strength. Love you, Pastor Jesse. Have a great
love
day, thankful day. I'll see you all tomorrow, God willing. Everybody, it's a wrap.
Amen.